It had become pretty clear to Sandy Berger that terrorism and domestic preparedness were major problems. He thought we needed a terrorism czar, and he wanted it to be me. We already had one job in Washington with the unfortunate nickname of czar, the head of the White House Office of National Drug Control Policy. With a title that long, it was little wonder the press called him the Drug Czar. By 1998, the Drug Czar was Army General Barry McCaffrey. He was doing better than anyone had done before, but there were still huge coordination and bureaucratic rivalry problems in the U.S. counter-narcotics program. I did not want to repeat that in counterterrorism, and feared that the departments would see a czar as a challenge to their authority. Nonetheless, Berger floated the idea of a national coordinator for counterterrorism and proposed we codify it with a new presidential decision directive. I drafted three new directives. The first directive updated our continuity of government program. If terrorists could attack Washington, particularly with weapons of mass destruction, we needed to have a robust system of command and control, with plans to devolve authority and capabilities to officials outside of Washington. The second directive addressed cybersecurity, because the nation was increasingly dependent on networked computers that were vulnerable to non-explosive attack, hacking. The third directive was the overall policy document. There would be 10 components to the U.S. policy and programs for counterterrorism and security. The 10 programs included apprehension, extradition or rendition, and prosecution of terrorists, disruption of terrorist groups, international cooperation against terrorists, preventing terrorists from acquiring weapons of mass destruction, consequence management of terrorist acts, transportation security, protection of critical infrastructure and cyber systems, continuity of government, countering the foreign terrorist threat in the United States, and protection of Americans overseas. For each program, there would be clarity about responsibility, which department or agencies were in charge. To coordinate these efforts, there would be four committees made up of senior and mid-level managers from the agencies and departments. A new position, a national coordinator, was created to chair all four committees.